I'm sure everybody probably already knows, but just a reminder that Saturday is the ladies' brunch right here at 11 o'clock. So if you're able to make that, that would be wonderful. Tonight we are in 1 John chapter 4. First John chapter 4. Verses 1 through 4. So 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits where they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we do thank you again for the time we can have together tonight. I do pray that you would guide us. I pray, Father, that you would just establish our thoughts tonight. Lord, we do commit this hour unto you, and Father, you said in your word, if we commit our way unto you, that you would establish our thoughts. We need our thoughts to be established. We don't need to be distracted, Lord, by the cares of the world, things that went on today, things we have to do tomorrow. I pray, Father, that you would just help us to be focused on you tonight, that you would guide us, that you would rebuke the devil, and Lord, I pray that you'd bless the children as well. Father, again, just help them to learn the Bible lesson, to understand it, and to have fun with the games, whatever they're going to be doing tonight. I pray that you keep them safe, and Father, that you would just bless their hearts, allowing them to receive the truth of your word that brings much fruit in their life. Again, Father, please bless our time, for it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. This past weekend, I believe, was a wonderful weekend. I believe we heard three wonderful messages, and I kind of hesitated on this topic tonight because I didn't want it to seem like that I was starting out correcting anything that Brother Allen preached. Everything he preached was spot on, totally scriptural, nothing out of context. But with that being said, because it was good messages, at least I thought they were, and they all spoke to me, I thought it was appropriate to go through this tonight because we are living in a day and age, we're living in a time where there's a lot of misinformation, a lot of deception in the Christian realm, in Christendom, among churches. There's a lot of deception, and we don't want to be deceived. We want to continue hearing God as he speaks to us through his word. We want to continue being sensitive to the Holy Spirit as the Holy Spirit leads us, and we want to be led in all truth as the Holy Spirit has been given to us to guide us into all truth, to teach us and to bring to our mind things that we have learned. And tonight as we go through this and we just even think about having spiritual discernment in our day and age, having spiritual discernment in the time that we live in, and not being deceived with religious material, not being deceived by religious teachings that are mixed with a little truth but has a lot of error in it. I just tonight want us to be reminded that there are false teachers and false teachings in the world that look like it's true and looks like the person is sincere in what they're teaching, but we need the sensitivity of the Holy Spirit in our life to help us to see when we are being deceived and when we're being led astray, because we do have an adversary, and the adversary has minions that work for him that can transform themselves into ministers of light, as the devil can transform himself into a minister of light himself. So tonight I want to talk on the subject of having spiritual discernment. And we're warned in 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, believe, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Now, when you go to the book of Revelation, you look at Jesus Christ talking to John and telling John to write to the different churches. And he gets down to Laodicea, and he kind of rebukes Laodicea, the church at Laodicea, because they were lukewarm. They were neither hot nor cold. They were kind of lukewarm, one foot in the world, one foot in, I'll say, Christianity. And it was displeasing to the Lord. The Lord never intended for his children to be deceived. But there are those that have been deceived and been led astray, even though they're born again, they've been bought by the blood of Jesus Christ, but they have been led astray, as the Bible talks about. I want you to take your Bibles and go to Acts chapter 20, just to kind of start. Acts chapter 20. Because the Bible also warns that in the last days there'll be a great falling away. Those falling away from the faith, those falling away from the truth. And I believe it's been going on for quite some time. And just people walking away from the truth because they've been deceived. And the devil will continue to try to deceive people. Because when you get into Revelation and you look at the last days, what's going to transpire in the last days with the Antichrist, you find that there's a false church that arises during the time of the Antichrist that will be the one world religion. It'll be the one church that everybody at that time that is following the Antichrist and following the false prophet at that time, they will be a part of the false church. But how do you get an entire world to follow into that deception? Well, it's been going on for quite some time because the devil is the deceiver, and he's been trying to mix religions and get people comfortable crossing the road, if I can use that analogy, crossing the road, because there was a time where, I'll just even use, you know, Catholicism, where you did not, those that were in Catholicism did not attend any other denomination. Those in independent fundamental Baptist churches, and I'll even loosely say other Baptist denominations, would not cross that aisle either. You just didn't mix the faiths. But we live in a day and age now where people are, I mean, we've had people come here from different denominations. I had people at my last church come from different denominations because they've kind of bought into that ecumenical, I won't even try to say the word because I can't say it tonight, my tongue is tied. But just they've bought into that lie of, you know, all faiths lead to the same God. But they don't, because all faiths are not equal. All right? Many people use the word faith, but they're not necessarily, you can't assume they're talking about the faith that you have, the faith in Jesus Christ. Again, there's a lot of deception, and God has never meant for us to be deceived. That's why he gave us of the Holy Spirit to guide us. So in Acts chapter 20, look at verse 28 through 30. So Acts chapter 20, in verse 28 through 30, Paul warning these elders at Ephesus, because in verse 17, and from Miletus, he being Paul, sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church. Paul at this point, he's heading back to Jerusalem. He knows that he's going to be taken prisoner, but he wants to encourage the elders of Ephesus. He calls for them, they come to him. And in verse 28, he warns them of false teachers and false teachings. In verse 28, he says to the elders, "Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them." Paul warns the elders of Ephesus. He warns those men of God that to beware that there are going to be false teachers that arise after his parting. Because think about, everywhere Paul went, when he left, he always had the Judaizers coming behind him, trying to teach the people that were born again, okay, well, now you got to keep the law, now you got to be circumcised. But then you've got those that are just going to rise up and have been rising up over the centuries because they want followers after them. But again, the devil has his angels, his demons, I should say, his demons that can appear as minister of lights to lead people astray. And we have to be leery. We've got to be vigilant. We've got to be sober. And we got to be watchful. Not everything that has the stamp of Christianity on it is of God. And you probably already know that. But we can never get to a place where we're comfortable that, okay, I know that. Because again, the devil is a deceiver. He can deceive the best. And we have to rely upon the Holy Spirit to guide us and to help us to have that discernment that we need. Again, many have left the truth. Many have walked away from God because they had itching ears, as the Bible talks about, and they've gone after things that sounded good to them, things that seemed as though it was an addition to God's word, something that enlightened them. But listen, the word of God enlightens us. God's word's a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. God will guide us according to his will. He will help us to know what is right and what is wrong spiritually, because he does not want us to walk in darkness. He does not want us to be ignorant in this truth. Again, we have to make sure that we are not gullible Christians. There are people that are gullible that believe everything. There are people that believe everything that the news media puts out. They think, well, what, you know, the news media will always tell you the truth. No, they won't. We cannot be so gullible that we believe everything. As the Bible tells us, we have to try the spirits. We have to try the spirits. When you look at, go back to 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, the Bible says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit." See, God warns us, don't believe every spirit. All right, but try the spirits where they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. I've said it before, you've heard it before. If the devil came at me dressed up in a red suit and a pitchfork, like he is portrayed many times, well, you would know right off the bat, okay, well, I'm not going to listen to him. I'm not going to follow his way. But he's a lot slyer than that. He's a lot slippier than that. He's a lot sneakier than that, because he is a snake. He's a serpent. And he comes dressed many times in what many people will just receive and listen to. Because again, Eve, in the Garden of Eden, the devil came and said, the Bible even clearly says that she was talking to a serpent. Well, that's warning number one. If a serpent's talking to you, you should be listening. You should be running the other way and not listening to a snake. But she listened and heard what he had to say, and he got her thinking, because he said, "Yea, hath God said." Listen, if someone starts questioning God's word, don't listen to them. If someone who claims to be a prophet of God starts causing doubts in your heart about God's word, then you need to run and not listen to them. Even if somebody suggested or recommended the speaker to you that you maybe, you know, you've always trusted their opinion or whatever, you've got to be careful, because we live in a day and age where deception goes on. Not everybody that claims the name of Christ is truly a born-again child. So again, verse number one says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." The first thing that God wants us to do in having spiritual discernment is to test the spirits. Be determined to test everything that you come across, everything that's given to you. Test it, because there is a spirit behind every religious thing. And if it's of the Holy Spirit, you will know, because it will guide us in all truth. It will guide us into the truths of God's word, into the doctrines of our faith. And if it does not, then it is a false spirit. It says, "Believe not every spirit." Believe not every spirit. Again, God does not want us to be ignorant, so we need to be aware of ignorance. Go to 1 Timothy chapter 4. Because sometimes in the world, people try to claim ignorance. Oh, I never saw the speed limit sign that said 55 when they're pulled over for doing 80. Well, I never saw the speed limit sign. Well, you know, pleading ignorance never gets you out of trouble because the law is the law. Again, God does not want us to be ignorant. Neither can we claim ignorance because God's given us of his word. He's given us his word to guide us. He's given us of his Holy Spirit to help us. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, you look at verse 1, as Paul writes to young Timothy, a young preacher in the faith, he says, "Now the Spirit," and listen, in your Bible, it should be a capital S. It should be a capital S because it's a reference to the Spirit of God. It's a reference to the Holy Spirit. "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly." The Holy Spirit speaks. The Holy Spirit is real. All right, it's not a figment of our imagination. It is a Spirit of God, and the Holy Spirit speaks to God's people. "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." Now again, listen, okay? Again, if the devil or a demon were to come to you and start talking, hopefully you would understand, well, that's a demon, that's not someone I need to be talking to. So don't be going and in search of tarot card readers and those that can tell the fortune, horoscope, people like that. Okay, you don't need to get into that because that is demonic. And God warns us of that, all right? In the Old Testament, God said, witches should not even live. But of course, you know, October every year, people dress up like witches, okay? But God has an issue with witches because they are demonic, all right? But he says in verse 1, those that are departing from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Again, if a demon were to come to you, I mean, you would, most Christians would understand, you know, I'm not talking to that demon. But also he says, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Now, what's the doctrines of devils? It's anything that's against Jesus Christ. It's any teaching that's contrary to the truth of God's word. Again, if somebody were to come to me and hand me the Book of Mormon, hand me, you know, the Quran, hand me, you know, the Book of Satan. I mean, hand me anything I know is, no, I'm not reading that because I know that's demonic. But again, when you talk about false teachers and false prophets, there's going to be those that look like Christian. They teach like Christian. But remember, Jesus said, beware. Beware of wolves in sheep's clothing. They look like right people. They sound like right people. But that's where you need the Holy Spirit. Listen, that's why I will tell you right now that not all TV evangelists are right. And I say not all because I don't know all of them. The ones I know, the ones I've seen, I know they're not right. They're teaching a gospel that is not scriptural. All right? Because there are those that teach, well, you know, if you have enough faith, then God will heal you. God will do this if you have enough faith. And when it doesn't happen, well, you didn't have enough faith. God tells us to pray. The fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. All right. Again, Eve, in the Garden of Eden, the devil simply came and said, "Yea, hath God said." What has caused so many Bible-believing Christians over the years to walk away from the faith? Because they started believing a lie. Oh, well, we can't really have a true copy of God's word because we don't have the originals, we don't have this, we don't have that. You know, there's some other better translation. All right, that's all confusion. I mean, again, if you go to a bookstore, I mean, why are there so many, I won't stay on this long, but why are there so many different versions of the Bible? It's confusion. God's not the author of confusion. God's given us his word to guide us. And if you get into any other versions of the Bible that some people I know, it's caused them to walk away from the faith and live their life like the world. That's false teaching. False teaching will lead you away from God, not closer to God. All right? And we have to remember that, and we have to be warned of that. And remember, you know what? The devil does not come up with any new tricks because people fall for his old tricks. All right? So we got to be careful. We have to be determined to test the spirits and not be ignorant. I want you to look. Well, if you're still there, maybe you're still at 1 Timothy chapter 4. Look at verse 1 again. All right? Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Having their conscience seared with a hot iron. All right? And look back at 1 John chapter 4. Now he says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. So it says, don't just believe everything. I mean, try them. I mean, test them, prove them. That's what the word try means. It means, test, prove, examine, scrutinize. Remember the Bereans, Paul really patted the Bereans on their back spiritually because he said, you know, the Bereans, they didn't just take Paul's word for what he was saying. They took what Paul said, matched it up with Scripture. And that's what we are to do. Any teachings, any readings, spiritual teachings, preachings, readings, anything we are to match up with Scripture. Does it match up with what God says, or does it kind of go contrary? Does it have a little twist to it? All right, we got to try. Try the spirits. Again, there's no excuse for ignorance when God has given us His Word and the Holy Spirit. Please, I'm not calling anybody here ignorant. I'm just saying there's no excuse for ignorance, all right? There's no excuse for ignorance on my part as a pastor. Oh, I didn't know that. Well, as a pastor, what? I'm supposed to be studying the Word of God to give you the truth and to lead people, to lead God's people, as I've been given the responsibility as an under-shepherd, all right? But the other thing, notice what he says. He says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. I mean, God plainly warns us, many false prophets. And let's not just think, oh, well, that was in the day when John was writing this. That was back then. There's no false prophets now. Because there are some people that don't even believe in demons. Well, that was back then. No, when did the demons disappear and go away? They haven't been cast into the lake of fire, right? So, I mean, again, there are things that we're warned about in Scripture that we have to pay close attention to and not just assume, well, I won't ever be deceived. When we have that mentality that, well, I won't be deceived, just like Peter said, I'll never deny you, well, we're about to fall. We're about to be deceived. And God doesn't want us to be deceived. He wants us to be vigilant and sober and watchful because there are false prophets. And false prophets, they simply are demonic deceivers. They are demonic deceivers. Look at 2 Peter with me. 2 Peter in chapter 2. 2 Peter chapter 2. I kind of bring this up, and you know, just because there are a lot of deceivers, I'll just even say this, all right, without offending anybody, all right, in the Catholic Church as well as Protestant churches, all right, the Catholic Church, they used to be closed door. Again, they would not let just anybody come in, all right? They had their ways of doing things. I don't agree with their ways, okay? What I'm saying, though, is nowadays they've opened their door to all religions, all right? The Protestant churches, and I kind of use that, There the denominations under Protestant churches, there are false teachers, I'm going to say, on both sides of the aisle. I don't agree with the Catholic Church, but I also don't agree with all Protestant churches. Because again, not all churches under the Protestant name are teaching the truth. But there have been deceivers that have infiltrated or penetrated every denomination to bring about false teachings. As a kid, I was in the Southern Baptist Convention, because that's
what Mississippi was. That was their main thing.
And I can remember the pastor reading from the King James Bible, but not anymore. When you think about churches that the devil wants to take over, because again, the world's headed to a one world church. So how do you get all denominations to come under one church? Well, you got to penetrate them. You got to infiltrate them and get your false teaching in the churches. And it has been happening, and that's why personally, I believe in the independent Baptist church, because we're not affiliated with a large group. We as a church are in control of who we have come in and preach. The church was in control of voting me in as the pastor. Whereas, I'm going to say, in the Southern Baptist Convention, they're appointed. You don't really have a say in it. Most denominations are like that, especially if you're under an umbrella, okay? You're under an umbrella of higher authority in those denominations. But in our denomination, not really a denomination, but Independent Fundamental Baptist Church, we decide. That's why it's important for me as the under-shepherd, because Jesus is the head shepherd. He's the head of the church. But it's important for me as the under-shepherd to pay attention to what someone's preaching. Like I even said on Sunday. All right, I was kind of joking with Brother Allen, but I was also being serious. When somebody suggested him, I checked him out. I found some preaching he did. I found the church he goes to make sure that he was truly sound, because at the last church I was a pastor of, I had another pastor suggest a missionary to me. I had the missionary scheduled, and I just felt the leading I needed to check on him, because I trusted this other pastor. So I checked into this missionary that was coming and totally was not on the same page. Did not believe one ounce the same thing that I believe in and that our church believed in, so I called and canceled. And even told him, we don't match. You do not believe the same that we do. And thanked him for his time, and that was it. And from that moment on, I didn't take any recommendations again from that other pastor, okay? It was a pastor that I had known for a while, and whether or not he knew it or not, again, that's my job as the pastor, is to make sure that everyone that comes in here preaches the right way, all right? Not the way that I preach, but preaches the truth, and I keep up with who teaches Sunday school and junior church. Now, right now, not that I think I have a problem, but I still, as a pastor, have to know what's going on, okay? Because that is what happens. Why do we have to be leery of false teachers and false teachings? Because God warns us. Because God doesn't want us to be led astray. God doesn't want us to be led away from the truth. God doesn't want us to be led away from Him. All right? And believe me, I know plenty of people who grew up around the truth, who were firm, planted in the truth, and little by little, they were led astray.
Just for instance, I know of a man that was in my home church for a while. He came in. He was getting grounded. I mean, he was hungry for the truth of God's word. I mean, he just was soaking it up. But he had a coworker. He had a coworker that was Calvinist and was kind of, you know, just here and there giving him things to read. They would discuss the Bible and stuff. And it just, again, this one church member, you know, was starting to get grounded. He wasn't solid, but he started listening to a little bit of what the guy was saying. And, oh, well, you know what? Yeah, that does fit right here in Scripture. And again, Calvinists are teaching error. And I won't get into all of what they teach, but I just want us to understand that we have to be careful who we do Bible studies with, who we talk to. Now, we need to talk about Scripture. We need to talk about Jesus. But we got to be careful when people start wanting to correct what the Bible says. I've been in meetings. I've listened to people say, you know, read Scripture. What it should really say is, and they try to correct the Bible and what it says. The Bible says what it says. It needs no correction. The best commentary on the Bible is the Bible, matching Scripture with Scripture. We have to be leery, and we've got to test the spirits and prove them, as the Bible says, and beware of false prophets. Look at, I don't know if I even did this already, look at 2 Peter chapter 2. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. If you're like me, and I'm sure you are, you want to be led with truth. You want to be led with light and not with darkness. If you're like me, and I'm sure you are, you want to get closer to God, not further away from God. Because we have not arrived yet. We have not attained to that place of perfection that we can't get any closer to God. We haven't gotten there yet. One day we'll see our Savior face to face, but we have to be, listen, as we get closer to the end, we get closer to the time of the rapture, closer to the time of Christ returning, closer to the time the Antichrist will be revealed, man, the devil's going to work harder and harder and harder because his plan, and you read in Revelation, he will succeed in a one-world church. Now again, I believe with all my heart because Scripture teaches that we will not be here during that time. But in order for the world to get to that place, there has to be a lot of deception in all denominations to get people. Because listen, I'm not ignorant in believing that everybody in our church is saved. Because you won't find a church where every single person is saved. Because there's always somebody who's not. Because the devil plants people in different places. And you think, well, can't God keep them at bay? Well, yeah, but God tests us at times too. To see if we're watching. To see if we're listening. To see if we're being vigilant. Not everybody that grows up in a solid, Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church that believes in Jesus Christ being the one way of salvation, not everybody is saved. I've come across people who believed exactly what the Scripture says, but they couldn't tell you they were saved or not. So I'm saying you have to, on your own, you have to examine the things that you hear. In fact, I even tell you, I haven't said this in a long time, but listen, even search the things I say. Don't believe everything I say. Be a Berean. Search the Scriptures. Now, Pastor said this, and listen, I'll be honest, because I've had people do this. If I say something that doesn't sound right and you look it up, feel free to come to me. I've had people come to me, and I'm like, really, I said that? I'm like, and I apologize, because like, well, that's not what I meant. But then I've had times people come, and I've had to show them Scripture. No, look at this is what Scripture says. All right, because I'm not perfect. Sometimes I may misquote things, and I say that because you know what? You don't need to just be a hearer. You need to be a doer of the word as well, okay? Study to show thyself approved, all right? But again, 2 Peter chapter 2, all right? I keep saying 2 Peter chapter 2, and then I keep going on, all right? 2 Peter chapter 2, and man, time flies. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Peter warns us, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And he warns of these false teachers, these false prophets that will try to lead people astray. Well, let me say this. I do believe that there are born-again believers that know the truth, believe the truth, but because they've listened to error without really searching it out and testing the Spirit, have believed lies and been led astray. And you have to pray that God brings them back to the fold, that God washes the garbage out of their minds and helps them to see the truth. Again, as I think about this one church member years ago, he got so belligerent against the church and against the pastor and against the truth. They would not listen to Bible. They left the church. He took his family and left the church and went to this other denomination that teaches heresy. And just prayed and prayed for him. Because you know what? The devil does go after the simple ones. He attacks the ones that are strong in their faith and are solid in the scriptures. But man, he really has a feast on those that are simple, those that don't take their Bible reading seriously, those that don't take the scriptures seriously, those that don't really believe what God says. And he can easily lead them astray. We've got to be careful because, again, just because we're believers doesn't mean we cannot be deceived. Look at Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 5. Isaiah chapter 5. Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 20. The Bible says, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." All right, so God warns. He says, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet, sweet for bitter." Again, those are false teachers. Those are false prophets. And we always need to compare Scripture with Scripture, being a Berean. God does not want us to be deceived. God wants us to be able to test the spirits, having that spiritual discernment, that's walking with God, that's getting closer to God, so that we are able to discern what truth is. Again, like I said, we don't want to be gullible Christians. We don't want to be ignorant Christians. We want to be the ones that are like the Bereans, that, you know what, when we hear something or off the bat, we're like, that don't sound right. Something's not right with what they just said. Something's not right with what I just read. I mean, in a way, it seems true, but there's just, I don't know, there's something not right. Have you ever had that, what do we normally call it? Some people call it a gut feeling. Some people call it what? Women's intuition. I mean, the world has all these different, right, phrases. But listen, as a Christian, it's the Holy Spirit. If you're walking with God, the Holy Spirit will let you know when something's not right. You may not be able to say, oh, you know what, they said this. But the Holy Spirit will stop you so you don't believe what they're saying, and you test the Spirit, you test what they're saying. You're like, you know what, something doesn't seem right. So I'm going to take what he says. I'm going to search the Scriptures. I'm going to see what the Scriptures say. Because again, you go back to the Garden of Eden. Yea, hath God said. Again, I've heard many preachers try to correct Scripture, try to correct what God says. Well, what God really meant here was, well, that's, to me, that's demonic, because God knows exactly what he meant when he had holy men write down the Scriptures. The Bible still tells us that holy men of God were moved by the Holy Spirit. They penned the Word of God, not what they thought, but what the Holy Spirit was moving them to write down. All right, so I want you to go back and look at verse number 2 very quickly. Maybe we got to fly through this. Look at 1 John chapter 4, verse number 2. 1 John chapter 4, verse number 2. Hereby know ye the Spirit, capital S, of the Lord, Holy Spirit. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit, lowercase s. We're saying we got to pay attention to the words of Scripture. Because if I were to ask you, what does John 1:1 say? Could you quote it? Or would you even know if I said, in the beginning was God? I'm sorry, in the beginning was the Word was God, the Word was with God. Let me go back. I'm even messing it up. Don't look at John 1:1. Just wait. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was a God. What's that? Are you looking at it, Brother Mike?
Not yet.
But you already know it, right? Because God is not a God like there's other gods, right? But you know there's a translation out there that puts that letter in there, was a God. That totally changes the whole Scripture. That totally changes the deity of Christ. Because the Word is Christ, is Jesus Christ. But God's Word says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All right? So, I mean, that's why I bring up, I mean, that's an easy one. All right, that's an easy one. Because you know that there's only one God. And even God says of himself, there's none other. Right? All right? But discerning the truth, we have to know. All right? So, hereby know ye the Spirit of God, and every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. So how do we know if a ministry or a teaching is of the Holy Spirit? Because the verse says, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. So how do we know if a ministry or a teaching is of the Holy Spirit? Well, you ask yourself the question, what do they believe about Jesus Christ? And here's the thing, there are a lot of ministries, a lot of denominations that will talk about Jesus Christ, but never confess that he is God in the flesh. Will never confess that Jesus Christ is the only way of salvation. So don't just, oh, well, they mentioned Jesus Christ, they must be okay. No, you have to know exactly what do they believe about Jesus Christ. Because just as I used the illustration of John 1:1, where there is a translation that puts the letter A in front of God, was a God, that's the New World Translation that the Jehovah Witnesses use. They don't believe that Jesus is God. Yeah, he's a good guy. The Mormons believe that Jesus and Lucifer, the devil, Satan, are brothers. Well, if that isn't blasphemy, I don't know what is. But that's what they teach. That's what their people believe. Good fighting evil. Who's going to win? Well, God always wins because God is righteous and holy. And Jesus is the only begotten of the Father. There's none other. Jesus Christ. But he's God. Same, we've got to be careful. We've got to make sure that we're following the doctrines of Scripture. That we are following the true Jesus Christ. Remember, Jesus said, many will come in my name. And they're antichrist. Look at 2 John. Oh, is this what I want? Hold on. Yeah, it is. 2 John. 2 John, verse number 7. 2 John, verse number 7. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Again, someone who does not believe that Jesus Christ came and robed himself in flesh is antichrist. All right? So we got to be careful. And again, there are many, I believe, many innocent people who have been led astray. But then there are those that totally, you know, rejected the truth, believed a lie, because it fits their lifestyle. Most of the people that I know of that have left the faith, and when I say left the faith, I mean they left what's true because they wanted to live a worldly lifestyle and claim, well, God's given me liberty. Well, God gave us liberty to follow him. That way we're no longer chained to sin. We're no longer in bondage. He redeemed us. He liberated us. He set us free, but to follow him. Okay? To follow him. So we got to be careful when it says, for many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Listen, if we believe that Jesus truly is God, and Jesus truly did die on the cross for my sins, and Jesus truly did redeem me, and Jesus truly rose from the grave 3 days later, then why would I follow any other way than the way of Jesus Christ that leads me into all truth and leads me into righteousness and leads me into a holy living? For I am holy. Be holy, for I am holy. Okay? Again, a false teacher, false teachings will lead us contrary to the teachings of Christ, contrary to the holiness of God. The Holy Spirit will always lead us in accordance to God's righteousness, God's holiness, and the truth of God's word. Again, 2 John chapter 7, if they will not confess the deity of Christ, then they are none of his. Oh man, looky here. All right, look very quickly, look at Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, I'm only on point number 2. That's all right. Because you know what? You probably know somebody that needs to know the truth. And we all need to be reminded that there is a deceiver that still wants to deceive us. Because you know what? If he could deceive you and draw you away from Christ, then guess what? He can destroy your life. Because he's the thief that cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. He didn't come to give life like Jesus Christ. So what's the best way? How can he cause a born-again believer to stop believing the truth and to walk away from God? And let me tell you, he's very patient. The devil's very patient. Now, we're not very patient. I mean, if the microwave takes longer than 30 seconds, we're like tapping our fingers, tapping our feet. Like, come on, you know, I'm ready for the hot water. I'm ready for whatever's in there, right? The devil will wait for years to draw you away from Christ and me as well. He's okay if it takes him 20 years for you to finally walk away from God. Because in the end, he wins. Doesn't mean you lose your salvation. But man, your life is destroyed. Everything that you believed was true, now you believe is not true. And that's what he does. That's why we have to be careful. That's why as a pastor, I have to be careful who I allow teaching the kids, who I allow to come in to preach before the congregation. Because we don't want any lies to be taught or preached. And the devil will. I had You know, it's all this, we got to be careful too. Interfaith. Yoking up with other denominations, just the name of Christ, because you know, they just want to pray. They just want to gather everyone together to pray. If they do not believe wholeheartedly the way that I believe the Bible teaches, why do I want to yoke up with them? Well, we're all on the same team. I mean, I've heard that so much from different people. Well, we're on the same team. No, we're not. And you got to be careful. You got to be careful of the music you listen to. Not all Christian music is godly music. All right, all the religious material that we read, other books, we got to be careful. All right, I'm just warning us tonight that the devil wants to deceive every one of us and draw us away. There's not a single person that's off limits to him. Now I'll get to this. I'll get to this in just a minute. All right, where did I tell you to go? Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, look at verse 31. Just bear with me, please. Luke chapter 1, verse 31, the Bible says, "Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus." You know, Gabriel, the angel. Gabriel was talking to Mary, letting her know that, you know what? You have been chosen by God to bear his son in your womb. She's not God. She's not a God. She was a woman chosen by God because she was a virtuous woman, and God chose her based on her virtue, and she was a virgin, and because of her heart towards God, that she was a vessel he could use, because he knew that she is, with the Holy Spirit overshadowing her, her becoming a child, God knew that she would not put anything into her body that would bring harm to that child being the Son of God. Because remember, when Gabriel spoke to Zacharias about John the Baptist, he was told exactly how to raise him. What I'm saying is, not everybody believes in the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. Go with me, if you would, to John 1:14. I already read John 1:1, but go to John 1:14. John chapter 1, verse 14, the Bible says, "And the Word was made flesh." Huh, well, who was that? That's Jesus Christ. "And dwelt among us." Because, I mean, this is John writing. And John says, "The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father." Remember John? Peter, James, and John were on Mount Transfiguration. John saw the glory of Christ when Jesus was transfigured in all his glory before them. And remember, Peter's like, "Oh, it's good for us to be here. Lord, let us make three tabernacles, one for Moses, one for Elijah, and one for you." Right? And the Heavenly Father enveloped them in that cloud and spoke to them and said, "This is my Son." But John writing says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Go to 1 Timothy chapter 3. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, the Bible says, "Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness." Here's the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. Wait, I thought Jesus was. Because he's God. Jesus is God. "Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory." I say that because not everyone believes, that claims the name of Christ, believes in the virgin birth, where it is the only begotten of the Father. Mary was just a woman chosen. She is not equal to God. And if the Lord allows me to, maybe in Sunday school I'll teach on that, where all that came from. But also not everybody believes that he's God. Again, I know I'm kind of talking to the choir. I know that you know this, but listen. Still, we have to be leery. Even if you have a very good friend give you religious material, don't just believe it. You've got to match it up with Scripture. Like I said, I had a pastor I trusted recommend somebody to me, and when I checked into him, I had to call and cancel because he was nowhere on the same page as our faith and what we believe in. All right? So, I mean, we got to be careful. We can't just trust everybody. Look real quick. John 16. Just give me a little grace tonight, okay? I never preach long on a Wednesday. John 16. John chapter 16. Because listen, when we test the spirits, we're making sure that what we are hearing and reading aligns with the doctrines of God's word with no error. In John 16, verse 13, Jesus says, "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come." So Jesus talked about when the Holy Spirit would come, that he would teach and lead us into all truth. All right? Very quickly, let's do this. Let me jump over here. Go back, if you would, to 1 John chapter 4. Two more verses. 1 John chapter 4 and verse number 4. Because again, any teaching that is against Christ, that is not 100% accurate with Scripture on who Jesus Christ is, it's Antichrist. And Jesus already warned that, he warned about the Antichrist coming, and he said the spirit of Antichrist was already in the world. I mean, even in the days that Jesus was walking on the earth, there were those that were turning people away from Christ and even saying that Jesus was not the Messiah, even though they knew he was. They were still turning people away. But in 1 John chapter 4, look at verse 4. We may have to do some of this next week too. Verse 4 says, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." Don't be afraid that you know what? You're going to be deceived. If you will, and if I will, lean upon God, follow the Holy Spirit leading, and stay in the Word of God, and ask God, please help me to know what's right and what's not right. Help me know the truth. Help me know what's error. Give me spiritual discernment, because wisdom comes from God. The Holy Spirit gives us the discernment that we need, all right? So we can have the discernment. We can have confidence in Christ that we won't be led astray if we will follow Christ, even when we don't like what Jesus has to say. Because the problem with some people that do walk away from the truth, again, they want to live their life how they want to live it. They don't want to hear the truth. They twist the truth because they want to do something different. But if we, out of a genuine heart, want the truth and do not want to be deceived, and we will listen to the Holy Spirit, even when the Holy Spirit leads us in a way and it's like, wait, but I've been listening to this guy for years. I mean, I have so many examples of people that I know people listen to that have led people astray because they've turned from the right way. But verse 4 tells us, "Ye are of God, little children." And you're a child of God tonight? Then guess what? You have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. You have the Holy Spirit of God inside of you. The day that you accepted Christ as your Savior is the day the Holy Spirit came into your life. If you will allow, and if I will allow the Holy Spirit to continue to guide us, we won't be led astray. We will not be deceived if we rely upon the truth of God's word and the leading of the Holy Spirit very quickly. 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 2. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. We've overcome the spirit of Antichrist. We've overcome the deceiver because of Jesus Christ, who is in us. The Holy Spirit of God in us, guiding us into all truth. And if we will continue to allow the Word of God to be a lamp unto our feet and light unto our path, then we will always default to the Word of God. You won't be led astray. One last place, please. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Again, you and I have victory because of God's presence in our life. But we still have to be weary. Not weary, I'm sorry, I keep saying that. We still have to be leery of things in this world. We have to do what the Bible says. Test, try the spirits. Make sure that what we're following, what we're listening to, because again, we're supposed to be spiritually growing. All right? Even Paul, when Paul was in the Roman prison, he asked for his books to be brought to him. He asked for his cloak to be brought to him so he could be warm. He asked for his books to be brought to him, but he said, especially the parchments, speaking of Scripture. So it's okay to have some other religious material as long as it matches up 100% with God's Word, but don't let commentaries and other books become your Bible. Let the Bible be the Bible. Let God's Word be what's true. Again, commentaries and other books, they're simply that, commentaries and other books. It's man's opinion, it's man's own thoughts according to Scripture, all right? But God's Word is what's true. God's Word is the lamp unto our feet, the light unto our path, not man's writings. Again, 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. Bible says what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Again, we belong to the Lord, but I love verse 19, the fact that we're the temple of the Holy Spirit. We're the temple of the Holy Ghost. All right, we're the temple of the Holy Ghost. Again, God's given us of his Spirit so that we're not deceived, so we're not led astray. And we got to be careful, because if we ever get upset with God, if we ever get upset, and this again, this is why I even say, look, if I say something that sounds strange to you, look at the Scriptures, all right? I mean, I'll admit there's been times where I have said something without completing my sentence. I'm thinking it. I didn't complete my sentence because someone brought it up to me later. It's like, you know what? This is what I meant to say. I didn't finish my sentence. You know, so I try, because when you're up here preaching and stuff, you're trying to think of the next thing you're going to say, and sometimes, you know, it gets jumbled up, and I try to slow down. Sometimes I get a little fast because, you know, it's already after time, and I apologize. But again, we have to make sure that we're following the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will guide you in the truth. Holy Spirit will draw you closer to the Lord. The Holy Spirit will not lead you out into the world to live in the world, because we've been called out of the world. Be ye separate. The Lord says, come out from among them. Be ye separate, saith the Lord. Now, we're to be different. We're to be like Bereans. We're supposed to search the Scriptures to see if what we're hearing is true. And again, God doesn't want us to be deceived. He warns us there's false teachers out there. As false teachers. Again, there's been those that I've listened to and I've followed and had to cut it off, because I found out, you know what? They're teaching heresy. They're not teaching what's right. And sometimes you have to do that. Sometimes you have to cut off what is not right, because God doesn't want you to be led astray. God wants us to be the children of light. God wants us to walk in the light. He wants us to draw closer to him and not be led astray.